Om Shanti. Good morning. So please open your eyes and ear. Essence. Today's Murali essence. Sweet children, wake up early in the morning and remember the father. With a lot of love and your intellect will change from stone to divine. Understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Question. What is the way to become prosperous for 21 births? What is the way to become prosperous to 21 births? Please give answer.
Remember the father.
Remember the Baba. Huh?
Whatever you have, give to Baba.
Yeah, to give it to
others. Yeah,
imperishable wealth.
Donor.
We should donate it to others.
Give donor.
So answer is, donate the imperishable jewels of knowledge and you will become prosperous because each jewels of knowledge is worth hundreds of thousands of rupees. The more one donates and stay in remembrance of the father, the higher the mercury of one's happiness will rise. Understand? Okay, fine. Next, second question. What precautions must you take so that you don't perform any sinful action? What precaution must you take so that you don't perform any sinful actions?
Food
section. Answer. You need to take a lot of precautions with your food. When you take food from a sinful soul, it affects you. The father gives advice on seeing the circumstances of each one. Om Shanti. Who is sitting here? And who has come? Human beings know that all of us souls are impure at this time. Bharat in particular and the world in general are all calling out, O purifier. This is the impure world. All souls are impure and unhappy. They have become ugly. Or ugly meaning krup. Shyam. The purifier is the unlimited father who is called the ocean of knowledge and the bestower of salvation for all. You children are sitting in front of the father. From whom did you children receive that recognition? From the purifier father. When it was the golden age, everyone, the king, the queen and all the subjects were pure. They were all in the golden age. You children now have the understanding that you are souls and are sitting here in bodies. When a soul is in a body, the soul experiences happiness or sorrow. Understand? Kamlesh? Okay. So you open your eyes and again open your eyes and hear. When there is no soul in a body, that body is not aware of anything. A soul leaves a body and forms a connection with another body, and that body thereby becomes living. Otherwise, bodies are non-living. That non-living body also grows. First, a puppet of the five elements is created. When its organs are formed, a soul enters it and it then becomes living. You living human beings are now sitting here. The Father is sitting in front of you. He is the Supreme Soul and He is ever pure. The Father is now giving you children directions. Children, you also have to become pure like your Father. Your souls are immortal. At first you were in the land of peace. Your souls know that you have come to Shri Baba who has adopted this ordinary body. There cannot be anyone apart from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who can sit and give directions of the children. Those people think that God never comes and that He is beyond name and form. Your children know that you have now come and met Him again after 5,000 years. You have recognized how the Father is purifying you. When souls became pure, impure, their bodies also became impure. You are good listener. You now have to become pure once again. Be souls who are pure in the incorporeal world. Talk to yourself in this way. Churn the ocean of knowledge. You souls have now received that recognition. In English. No Nepali. We souls were in the land beyond sound nirvana. Beyond sound meaning nirvana. And we then went to the golden age to play our parts of happiness. You are all rounders. And this is why you receive knowledge first. You know that Shri Baba creates Brahmins through the Father of Humanity, meaning Prajapita Brahma Baba. Baba says, "You living human souls have been brought into the Brahmin clan from the Shudra clan." Baran, clan meaning Baran. Clan. Okay. From clan. From being Shudras, you have now become Brahmins, the moth-born creation of Brahma. Why? To claim your inheritance. It is only at the confluence that you become the moth-born creation of Brahma. Moth-born, Mukhvanshavali. Moth-born. Mouth. So moth, thoda bol raha hu. Moth. The confluence age is just for you. Your souls say that you were pure in first and that you have now become impure. You are once again becoming pure. O purified Baba, come and once again make us pure from impure. Talk to yourself in this way. The soul has now received nourishment meaning crack. Right, good, very good. When we souls were pure, we lived in the land of liberation and then we went to heaven. We took so many births and continue to come down. And we now have to go to the olden age again. Golden age again. Baba says, "I also told you 5,000 years ago. Constantly remember me alone. While living at home with your family and looking after your business, etc. Simply consider yourself to be a soul. We now have to become pure. We have to return home. We have to become the master of the pure world. Let there now only be the concern about how to go from the Iron Age to Golden Age. Baba shows you an easy way. Constantly remember me alone and you will become pure. In the Gita, this elevated version is mentioned twice. Manmana bhav. O children, renounce body consciousness. Remember the Father. He is the Almighty. He tells you the essence of all the scriptures and the scriptures and the knowledge of the beginning, the middle and the end of the world. The more you souls remember me, the purer you will become. There is no other way. Those with stone intellects have to become those with divine intellects. You will not become pure by bathing in the water of the Gangas. If you were to become pure, you would not be here. However, everyone has to go to the Iron Age. So first of all, sit these thoughts early in the morning. It is said, remember Rama early in the morning, O mind. This soul says, O intellect of mine, now remember the Father. Connect your intellect in yoga to the Father. The more you connect it, the more it will continue to become divine from stone. It is only the one Father who makes intellects divine. He says, I come every cycle at the confluence age to make you this. This meaning? Lakshmi Narayan. It is a matter of a second, 1 second ki baat. Doctors can give such medicine that a boil can, boil meaning? Be, poda. Oh. Can be destroyed from within. The Father says, you don't have to say anything in words. You don't even have to do anything with your hands or feet. You simply have to use your intellect to remember me. You also remembered me in the previous cycle through which your sins were absolved. I explained to you in this way previously, and I am explaining it to you now. You now have to become those with the divine intellects by having remembrance of the Father. The Father says, I, your purify Father, come at the confluence of the cycle to give you Srimad. Oh my sweet beloved children, it is the soul that listen through the organs. This is the mouth of Brahma. Mouth. They speak of Gaumukh, meaning mouth of a cow. The cow does not refer to an animal. This one is the mother. He speaks to us through this Gaumukh. They have then shown a cow's mouth in temples. They show water flowing from a cow's mouth. They consider that to be Gaumukh. They believe that water is from the Gangas. You now know that the Father gives knowledge through this one. This one is the mother, the cow. He is the senior mother. He does not have a mother. He is also the mother of physical mama. Mama likha idhar, mama nahi, mama. M-A-M-A, mama. Mama. Theek hai. All of your mothers are the cows. This knowledge is being shown through your showered. This knowledge being showered, a temple, they receive knowledge through which you become deities. Do line chhod diye, aap kya pad rahe ho? Do line chhod ke padhi maine. This knowledge is being showered through your mouths. There are rivers of water everywhere. That Gangas cannot be the purifier. They have received knowledge through which you become deities. Deities cannot be called knowledgeful. They have portrayed Protrayed meaning? Portrayed meaning? Oh. The ornaments of Vishnu. Pose, pose. Ornaments on Vishnu. Alankar. Huh? In fact, they are the ornaments of you Brahmins. You children have to spin the discus of self-realization. There is no question of violence in this. All of these are matters of knowledge. You have to blow the conch. Conch meaning? Shank. Okay. Conch shell. Okay. Conch shell. Of knowledge. And remember the cycle. This is the discus of self-realization. Discus. Disc. Discus. हाँ तो ये डिस्क डिस्क यू आर ऑल राइट दे हैव देन शोन स्पिनिंग व्हील यू ऑल्सो हैव टू बिकम एज प्योर एज ए लोटस हेयर देर इज ऑल्सो द मेस ऑफ नॉलेज मेस मीनिंग एम ए सी ई देर इज ऑल्सो द मेस ऑफ नॉलेज विद विच यू हैव टू कॉन्कर माया एम ए सी ई गदा अच्छा हनुमान की गदा विष्णु पहले हो गया ना अभी हनुमान जी हैं सो ऑल ऑफ दोस आर योर ऑर्नामेंट्स योर चिल्ड्रन नो दैट दिस इज हेल एंड दैट हेवन एक्सिस्ट ऑन द अदर साइड वी आर नाउ एट द कॉन्फ्लुएंस वो On one side is dirty water and off on the other side, right, you are right, other side is clean water. There is the confluence of the two, which people go to see here. This one is the ocean of knowledge, the Supreme Father and spin the discus of self-realization. There is no question of mercy in this. Buddhists say to your father says, I teach all of you the same thing. You say, O purifier, come and purify us. You are actors in this drama and you don't know the beginning, the middle and the end of the drama, or its creator, or director. Or director. You have stone intellect. Your children are now becoming those with divine intellects by knowing the Father. The Father says, simply sit for half an hour or 45 minutes in the morning and churn this knowledge. You are told many points. They sat and created 18 chapters. According to the drama, all of those scriptures will exist again on the path of devotion. Your children now have to make effort. Wake up at Amrit Vela and talk to yourself. We now have to remember the Father and become pure. You have to become beads of the rosary. You will become pure by having remembrance of Baba. The more you become pure and make others pure, the higher the mercury of your happiness will continue to rise. Donate these imperishable jewels of knowledge to others. Wealthy people donate and perform charity. You are donors of the imperishable jewels of knowledge. Every jewel has a value of hundreds of thousands. The purer you become, the more prosperous you will continue to become for 21 worth. When you had divine intellect, you had happiness, peace and wealth, everything. Now that you have stone intellect, everything is finished. The Father says, now have the faith that you are souls and develop the practice of waking up early in the morning. That time is very good. People commit a lot of sin in the darkness of night. You now have to become pure. You were 100% wiseless. the alloy mixed in the soul will now be removed in the furnace of yoga. Furnace meaning? Bhatti. Oh. Why the fire of yoga? The explanation of this knowledge and yoga is never destroyed. While listening to even a little, souls become part of the subjects. The father says, children, claim your full inheritance exactly as you did in the previous cycle. The same ones will become the kings of the same ones will become the subjects. When people donate and perform charity on the path of ignorance, they'll take work in a royal family. Some take work in a poor family according to their karma. The father sits and here explains to you the philosophy of action, sinful action and natural action. Oh, right, you are right. Neutral action. Action is the golden age of neutral because Maya does not exist there. This is Ravan's kingdom and that is Rama's kingdom. Now Ravan's kingdom is to be destroyed and the golden age is being established. The father explains very well. Kumaris should explain very clearly. They are free from bondage. Parents don't eat from the earnings of daughters. Parents worship the daughters. However, after a daughter indulges in vice, becomes impure, she has to warn. Bo meaning? Oh. Right. Jukna. Dawn to everyone. A kumari also wore bow. Dawn to the dead ideas because she has taken birth through impure parents. The deities are pure. You now understand that you were deities. You have taken 84 births and become impure. You have continued to come down. Now once again we have to follow Srimad so that we don't perform any sinful actions. You cannot eat any food from sinful souls. You are told the precautions to take, otherwise if it affects you. However, sometimes the circumstances are seen, there are karmic accounts. Sometimes they don't allow to cook separately. Okay, in desperate circumstances, remember the father, remember Baba, and then eat that. If you forget to do this, that food would affect you. By remembering the father, you will come closer. You are now sitting personally in front of Baba. The father is explaining to you directly. The father speaks to you and calls you, oh child, oh child. Therefore, you have to remember the father, then whether you do that or not is up to you. Those child, therefore, those who do this will definitely receive accordingly. It is a straightforward matter. Oh, straightforward meaning straightforward, Siddhi Bath. You have understood that this is a hospital. Yesterday also Baba said, hospital and university, okay. Good student. Oh, spiritual surgeon, spiritual professor.
And artist also,
okay.
Because Baba said, draw trees, pictures, don't writing, and
explain you. Good, very good. The father is explaining, ye ho gaya. The father is explaining to you directly. The father speaks to you and calls you, oh child, oh child. Therefore you have to remember the father. Then, whether you do that or not is up to you. Those who do this will definitely receive accordingly. It is a straightforward matter. You have understood that This is a hospital. This is also a university for health and wealth. You simply need 3 square feet of land. That's all. Yes. Look how the unlimited father is teaching you. The father is so egoless, nirahankari. He sits in an impure body in the impure world and makes to such effort on you children. Children claim your inheritance once again. I am watching everything as the detached observer, Sakshi, to see who is making good effort. You simply need 3 square feet of land. There is a center in Calcutta where so many are being benefited. Those who get together and run a center also receive a status. Let the room be large enough for class where everyone can hear the class. That's all. We have to go to the golden age. There is no way other than remembrance. The father says, children, benefit yourselves and others. Open this hospital. Here you will receive blessing from many. People open college for others. They themselves don't study, but they do receive a good education in their next birth. The father says, whether you are poor or rich, simply make arrangements for 3 square foot of land in which knowledge and yoga can be taught and people can be changed from being like stone to divine. People say that we make everyone into brothers and sisters, that we make them renounce the inheritance of poison. Then they ask how the world would continue. You children know that the world there is not waste on the power of vice. Their children are worn through the power of yoga. You are now becoming the master of that new world. Achha. To the sweetest beloved long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mothers, the fathers, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says, Namaste to the spiritual children. Now spiritual children says, Namaste to the spiritual father, love and remembrance. Now essence of Dharana. Number 1. Develop the practice. Which practice? Yeah. Of waking up early in the morning. Waking. Waking baad mein aayega. Pehle to waking hi ho jaye. Wake up early in the morning and definitely churn knowledge. Sit for half an hour of even 45 minutes and talk to yourself. Apne aap se baatein karo. Make your intellect vichar sagar mantra. Make your intellect full of knowledge. Second number. In order to receive blessing from many, open a hospital or college on 3 square feet of land, become egoless. The same as the father and do service. Blessing. May you experience every power and virtue through your elevated effort and become an embodiment of experience. May you experience every power and virtue through your elevated efforts and become an embodiment of experience. The greatest authority is the authority of experience. Greatest authority is the? Yes, right. Just as you think and say that a soul is an embodiment of peace or an embodiment of happiness, similarly, experience every virtue and power and become lost in those experience. Since you say that you are an embodiment of peace, that let yourself and other experience that peace. You speak of the fathers, but you also have to experience. But you also have to experience the powers and virtues at the right time. To become an embodiment of experience is a sign of elevated effort. So increase your experiences. अपने अनुभव को बढ़ाओ. इसलिए स्लोगन बिकम ए कंटेंटेड सोल, संतुष्ट. एंड वाई एक्सपीरियंस विंगफुल, नो नेम और ट्रेस ऑफ एनीथिंग लेकिंग विल रिमेन. जो अपने में कमी रहेगी उसे सुधारो. ओम शांति. सो दिस इज टूडे मुरली. ओम शांति.